Last week, we left the disciples on the shore of Galilee. They had a marvelous fish catch, a meal Jesus prepared for them, and a thought about whether we are going to be called to leap for faith or to hold steady. Answering God's call on our hearts. Remember that Jesus asked Peter three times if he loved him? And three times Peter said, "Yes, Lord, I love you." And then those three times, Each time Peter replied that he did indeed love Jesus. Those three times were for the three denials that Peter did when they asked him if he knew Jesus and was he a follower. And Jesus told him, he said, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." And finally he said, "Follow me." This week, we follow Peter on his journey of feeding and tending Jesus' sheep and lamb. And on Jesus' greatest request, which was to follow him. If we follow Peter after he denies Jesus, we find him weeping bitterly, realizing his failure. We then find Peter among the first to see the empty tomb, marking the beginning of his restoration. And then last week, we find Peter in full garment, wet by the sea with Jesus. In Acts, we learn more about Peter's ministry. In Acts 2, we'll discover a bold sermon at Pentecost, leading thousands to faith and solidifying his role as a leader in the early church. We'll celebrate Pentecost in June. Today, in the next few chapters in Acts, we learn about Peter's healing and his miracles. This leads us to our scripture today. Peter has just healed a man in Lydda, today called Lod, which is a city in central Israel. Two messengers arrived to tell him to come to Joppa, today called Jaffa, which is 22 miles away. And it says, "Please come quickly. Do not delay." When Peter arrives, he is met by a group of widows who show Peter the garments that Tabitha has made for them. A disciple. She made those garments. She weaved those garments. She showed generosity and acts of charity, especially towards widows. We might find it interesting that Tabitha, also Dorcas, as Jeannie told us earlier, in Greek, also means gazelle, symbolizing grace and vitality. Peter sends everyone away. And the question is, did he not want them to see? Did he not want them to hear? Or was that a moment that he needed alone with God? He prays over Tabitha and tells her to get up. Then he takes her to the saints and the widows, and many who heard of the resurrection and who were not believers are now believers. We've been focused on Peter, and now I want to turn our attention to Tabitha. Tabitha was a woman of compassion. She devoted herself to making garments and providing for those in need, particularly widows, who were among most vulnerable in the society. She was respected in her community and gave out of her love for others. Tabitha's story is a testament to the power of kindness and faith. She wasn't famous or a leader in the traditional sense, but her works of love created ripples that led to miracles and transformed lives. There are those women in our lives who have created ripples that have led to miracles and transformation in our lives. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. And I want you to picture those women. Now you may open your eyes. Do you see those women? They are women in our lives that have challenged us, cared for us, guided us, mentored us, and loved us unconditionally. Each woman that you thought about in that moment holds a special place in your heart. Perhaps they are mothers or grandmothers or neighbors or aunts or sisters or mentors or co-workers or teachers or healthcare providers or strangers you've met in your journey. Many of these women have shown charity, spiritual mentorship, or even healing and restoring your faith. The Bible gives us many women of faith who have nurtured and extended love. In Ruth, we hear about Ruth and Naomi, whose story of loyalty and care shaped Israel's future. In the book of Esther, we learn about bravery and protecting her people through wisdom and actions. In Proverbs 31, we hear of a woman who is a model of charity, diligence, and leadership in the home and beyond. The power of women's charity. In Scripture, we learn of other women who have spiritual mentors in their roles of teacher, mentor, and leaders. Priscilla was an esteemed teacher of the gospel and a respected mentor. Mary, the mother of Jesus, played a crucial role not only as the bearer of Christ, but also as an exemplar of faith and perseverance. In 2 Timothy, we learn of Lois and Eunice, where Paul attributes Timothy's faith to the guidance provided by his mother and grandmother. Mentorship and guidance are characterized by influence rather than authority. Tabitha significantly impacted her community through her dedication and her acts of service. The legacy of women in Scripture is one of faith, strength, and profound impact on their communities and the unfolding story of God's kingdom. From the quiet resilience of Ruth, whose loyalty helped shape Israel's future, to the courage of Esther, who risked her life for her people. These women demonstrate that leadership is not confined to power, but is found in sacrifice, wisdom, and unwavering faith. Figures like Priscilla, who nurtured and taught early believers, and Tabitha, whose acts of charity inspired an entire community, reveal that mentorship and passion are forms of leadership and endure beyond a single generation. These women were not passive historical figures. They actively shaped their world through boldness, devotion, and care for others. Their stories remind us that faith is not just about belief, but about action. And their legacy calls all believers to step forward in service, courage, and unwavering trust in God's purpose. Today we thank those women who have unconditionally influenced, nurtured, and cared for us. The story of Tabitha reminds us that a life of service, leaving a lasting imprint on our hearts and communities. Her charity, faith, and quiet leadership shaped those around her. And through her restoration, God affirmed the value of a life lived in compassion and generosity. The women of Scripture, from Ruth to Esther to Priscilla to Mary, Each carried forward a legacy of strength, wisdom, and faith that shaped generations. Today, we are called to do the same, to embrace our gifts, mentor others, and build a community where grace and kindness flow freely. May we carry the spirit of Tabitha into our own lives, weaving garments, not of cloth, but of love, encouragement, and unwavering faith that we will bless others long after we are gone. Amen.